When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Joining us now is Gerald Celente. As always, great to have Gerald on and his excellent publication, Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. You can save 10% with the code NIGHT. And I've got it right here in front of me on this device here. Four AI giants. This is his top news story as well. Four AI giants announced $660 billion in 2026 capital costs. That's half a trillion, a little bit more than half a trillion. So Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft. That's not even including Anthropic, which has been very, very successful, has some very, very powerful software that's out there. So what's happening, Gerald? I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. I've not really been in tune to how quickly this stuff is accelerating. And I just read an op-ed piece from a guy who is a software consultant, and he was talking about how incredibly fast the pace of acceleration is on this. And how they're replacing software engineers. They're doing that first so they can evolve this more quickly into every other field.
There's two elements of this that are very important. One is the one you're talking about. And the other is what's happening to these companies that are going to use software companies that you're not going to need anymore. And you're seeing the effects starting to hit Wall Street like they did last week. So a lot of these software companies, they're going to be useless because AI is taking over. That's going to bring down the equity markets big time. Number two, who's going to lead the world in AI? The Chinese. The business of America's war, the business of China's business. Again, we only go by the facts. I've mentioned this a dozen times on your show.
But it'd be very easy for them to repurpose this stuff into war as well when we look at the new tools of war, whether it's autonomous killing machines like drones or whatever, or robotics. I mean, they're way ahead in terms of robotics in China.
Way ahead. So the thing is, again, as I said, when Bill Clinton, before Bill Clinton let China come into the World Trade Organization 25 years ago, only 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Today, nearly 70%. And China's investing very heavily in AI. In America, you go to college to get a degree in transgender studies or something, you know. They're doing it different in China. They're going there to learn more about, you know, what in the world is going on and how they could profit from it.
But even if you get a degree in computer engineering or software engineering or electrical engineering or whatever, in many cases, what we're hearing now is that this whole thing's been turned upside down. Your EE degree or your computer software degree is about as useful as a political science degree or basket weaving degree when I was going to school. So people are getting out. They said, we can't get the entry-level positions because they can already use AI for the entry-level positions, you know, going in and testing the software. They've already got AI agents that will do that type of thing.
Exactly. So this AI is going to bring down the world in a number of ways. Again, one of my sayings is they say the meek shall inherit the earth. I said they misspelt it in the King James Bible. The geeks have inherited the earth.
Yeah.
Now let's look at another aspect of this. You're seeing, again, you're seeing what's happening in the equity markets. You're seeing the money that they're spending and the losses that are happening because these software companies are going to go out of business. What's going to happen in San Francisco? What do they have a vacancy rate now? Probably about 35% office vacancy rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get a lot worse all over the country.
Yeah.
And again, nobody's talking about the office vacancy rates. Officially, in the United States, they're about a little over 20% vacant. Nobody there. Go to Castle Systems. The last number I saw, KASTLE, the office occupancy rate in the United States is 48%. Just talking to my buddy in Chicago, he has about 70 apartments, not buildings, but apartments that he rents, buildings that he owns. He said, downtown Chicago is dead. And I lived in Chicago for a number of years, 7 years. And this guy's a real cat. And he said, downtown is dead. Dead. The damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable.
Yes, yes.
Incalculable. Again, we're talking about young people again. They're all addicted. AI, high-tech addicted. They're not going out dancing anymore. They're all phone. But anyway, going back to this whole AI thing, it's going to, going back and putting all this AI and high-tech, look at how people aren't going out to eat anymore and they're getting food delivered.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Or even if they go out, there was an article that I had, I talked to David Bonson about that. It was an article from The Atlantic that went viral. The person was complaining, said, you know, since COVID, people don't even go, if they go to the restaurant, they don't stay there to eat. They walk up to the counter and get a brown bag and take it out. You know, everybody is just isolated anymore.
So again, you're taking this whole high tech AI, the whole world is changing in front of our eyes. Again, we have forecast that one of the top trends for 2026 is dot-com bust 2.0. You're seeing it happening already with these software companies going out of business and AI taking over what they don't need to do anymore. And number two is that China's going to lead the world in AI, and they've overinvested in these companies.
Trends are born, you see it in the You see it in the You see it in the stock market, for example, the consolidation. You know, most of the stocks are not doing very well. It's all focused on just a few companies, and it's going to become more and more that way, isn't it? You know, just a few people doing. Like this guy who was a software engineer, he said, "Look, I'm talking about this because I've got an AI startup, and we see this stuff first." But he goes, "We didn't build the foundation on this, and the things that are changing underneath us are changing so rapidly, and we don't have any control over where this is going either. It's just a few people, and it's just a few companies that are doing this." That's the other thing, that concentration of wealth that is there.
You and I are old enough to remember the beginning of the internet revolution. Do you remember all the computer companies that came out?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? Just a couple took over.
Mm-hmm.
They were loaded. And then all of a sudden, Apple, Microsoft, couple of companies took over everything. Dell. There were so many, and that's what's going to happen. There's going to be more and more consolidation. And again, you're looking at this country, what was the big news last week in the business section? Oh, Walmart's now worth $1 trillion. 11,000 stores. Go back to when you and I were young guys. There were hardware stores, stationery stores, shoe stores, drug stores, hardware stores, stores, mom and pops, all gone. Gone. The bigs own everything. They own everything. This is not a democracy or a republic. By the words of this cat by the name of Mussolini, the merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. Mm-hmm. And it's right in front of everybody's eyes.
And people
right
don't even get that.
Everybody's eyes.
People don't even understand that. I talked this week about a ridiculous headline that I saw on Zero Hedge, and it was an op-ed piece from somebody named Jenna. And she was saying, if you're allowed to criticize them, it's not fascism. I said, she doesn't even understand the difference between the economic system and authoritarianism. And, of course, we are headed down in authoritarianism. That's one of the articles that you got, the coming ice age, you know, of a tyranny that's there. But you've also got an article in Trends Research about young people see 60% jump in psychotic disorders in the last 30 years as a study. And again, part of this in your article, you talk about psychosis and the psychosis. Well, that's not being able to tell reality from your fantasies, right? And that's really kind of where we are. You know, what's real and what isn't real? And people can't distinguish the fantasy world from reality anymore. And it's getting worse and worse as we become more and more online, as we become more and more isolated from everybody. It's this consolidation, this isolation, and it's the pace of change. Somebody had a comment the other day. They said that AI is bothering everybody, not so much because it's AI. It's bothering them because the pace of change is so disruptive to everybody's lives.
But again, look what the internet, again, the geeks have inherited the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at, let's go back again. And when you look at the article, yes, it's changed over the last 30 years, but it accelerated since the COVID war.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. So now I'm a young kid, right?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And we're back in the day. After school, come home at 3 o'clock. Mom, going out. Make sure you're home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when we all used to sit down and have dinner, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Not where you're going, what you're doing. Again, I should have been dead 100 times. But anyway, you know, you're a kid. Now what happened? COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your house.
Yeah.
You can't go out. You can't go swimming. You can't play ball. You can't do this. You can't do that. Get back in your house.
Yeah.
All right? You're a young kid. You want to go out and play, have a good time. No, you can't. Oh, you're a politician. You do what I tell you to do. Oh, God, so Gavin Newsom, a rich kid who plays to be poor. I'll tell you what to do is I'm partying up in the French Laundry.
That's right.
All right? They destroyed the lives of these kids. They destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all screwed up. Yeah, again, back in the day, used to go out, they used to have, go out dancing. Nobody's going out dancing anymore. They're on their phone.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone. This COVID thing, the damage it's done is incalculable, and no one talks about it.
That's right.
No one.
That's right.
No one. What they've done, they've destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people across the globe. Again, we only put the facts in there. It was launched on Chinese New Year, the year of the rat in 2020.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
You know why? Because there are protests going on in Hong Kong. I used to be on Hong Kong TV when all this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong, a city of 7.5 million people, over a million people were taking to the streets to stop the Chinese from taking over.
Yeah.
Because the deal they did when finally the UK gave it up, that Hong Kong was supposed to be independent politically for 40 years. The Chinese were taking over. The Hong Kong people didn't want it to stop. They wanted freedom. The mm-hmm. Chinese could not stop it. They launched the COVID war. You can't go out. Get back in your house. They overtook Hong Kong.
Yeah, I remember again, that. Yeah.
Again, only the facts. You know what one of our top trends for 2020 was? New world disorder. Again, we put those out in the end of December back then, and COVID war starts early January.
Mm-hmm.
There were protests going on South America, Chile, Bolivia, Colombia, Argentina, Lebanon, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
the French yellow vests, people right. all over the world, India, the farmers protest, lockdown. There were protests going on all over the world because of people's lack of basic living standards,
mm-hmm.
crime, government corruption, and violence. COVID happened. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. You can't go out.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
forgets this. And again, I talked about the office building bust. They again, your vacancy rate now, it used to be about 9%. Now it's over 20%.
Mm-hmm.
They can't pay their debt on the offices that they own. The people aren't going back to work again. Now you go back to the other data. Let's go back to China. China, with all booms, there's a bust. They overbuilt the place. You have over 90 million vacant apartments in China.
Wow.
90 million.
Wow.
The middle class has shrunk. Look at luxury goods. Oh, all the sales are down. Wonder why? Because the Chinese were going out all over Europe, all over Asia. They were buying. They were booming. They locked down the place. Zero COVID policy for 3 years. The middle class is dead in China now. The young people can't find jobs. The apartment vacancy rates, as I mentioned, on and on and on. And this is going on around the world that nobody's talking about. Mm-hmm. The damage that this COVID war has done is incalculable.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And it was a war. You're absolutely right to call it a war. You've always said when people lose everything, they lose it. And then they take us to war, right? And
that's
as you
right.
point out, they had all these different places all over the world. People are pushing back. All of a sudden, they lock everything down. I remember when this first began, I noticed that, well, wait a minute. They're talking about people getting sick from bat soup and all this other things. It wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that their only biosafety level 4 lab is right there where the wet market is. And so I thought at the very beginning in December, I thought, well, maybe this is something real. Then I started seeing how they were locking people inside their apartments. I mean, they go out and drill a hole in the concrete right in front of their door and put an iron rod in it so you can't open the door. And then I saw the people who were falling down in the streets, young people, and it was obviously fake. I mean, it's like watching a really bad actor in a movie trying to take a fall. It was almost comical. And so it's like, okay, wait a minute. I know what this is about. This is looking like Dark Winter that they practiced 2 months before 9/11. So I caught on really early to the gag, but they were still able to lock everybody down. And
yep.
And so again, that should really concern us about what is coming next, because they've not talked about there's been no accountability for anybody. They instead get together and talk about what they're going to do the next time. Next time we're going to do it better. You know, we tried to do the best we could and we didn't get everybody locked down as soon as possible. We're going to do a much better job the next time. And so that really should concern us. But also the fever, the war fever that you see everywhere in the U.S. as well as Europe, everybody wants a world war. And that's the other way
yeah.
that they get us under control.
Yep. Again, you look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
They destroy the global economy. And then when I say when all else fails, they take you to war. And look at Germany. Germany's in a recession for 2 years. Third largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Largest in Europe. Oh, our economy grew 0.3%, 0.2% last year. You're in a recession 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending $1 trillion to build up their defense and the infrastructure that can hold the tanks, all right?
Mm-hmm.
France, UK, one country after another building up their military. We have to fight those Russians. Yeah, they only killed 27 million of them in World War II, right? I forgot.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, this is serious what's going on. And now Netanyahu is in America telling Trump what to do. And are they going to invade? If we go to war against Iran, it's going to be the beginning of the end of life on Earth.
Yeah.
Iran is a nation of 91 million people. These are the Persians. They're very advanced scientifically, technologically, and militarily. Israel is a country of 7 million people. You're not be good at math to figure this out.
Yeah, that's right.
Israel says if they lose, if they feel like they're losing, they're going to implement the Samson option, S-A-M-S-O-N, which means they're going nuclear. They mm-hmm. have between 200 to 400 nuclear warheads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Trump is, we kind of thought that he was going to do it a little while ago, but he's still now talking about sending a second aircraft carrier group there. We got information about 100 C-17 planes, big cargo planes taking personnel and material at the same time. I mean, they're ramping this up big time. And I think one of the interesting things is he's believing his own press release. You know, he goes down to Venezuela and he kidnaps a guy. Now he thinks he can take on the world, you know? It's crazy.
Look what we're doing to Cuba. Look at how the people are starving. What the hell have the Cubans ever done to us?
Yeah.
What have the Cubans ever done to America?
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's amazing.
Oh, I forgot. Marco Rubio, a little gutless little clown boy. I forgot. Oh, who Trump made fun of back in 2016 when he was running for president. Remember?
Yeah.
Put his arm around a little Marco. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now well, our Secretary of State. How about our Secretary of Crap?
Well, Cuba, Gerald, embarrassed us in the CIA with a Bay of Pigs, so we got to get even with them. They got to get that score settled. I mean, we still wound up keeping a military base there on their country. So how much of a threat could they actually be to us, as you point out? But they are an embarrassment to the U.S. And I know I grew up in Florida. There's a lot of people there that hated Cuba because the communists came in and stole their stuff and ran them out. You know, they had to leave or they're going to go to political prison. So there were a lot of people that I knew, kids my age, whose parents came from Cuba.
Yeah.
And they really hated Cuba. But that's because they lost a lot of stuff there. But again, they're not a threat to us, as you point out.
No.
They're
it's
a threat
none
to
of
themselves.
My business.
Yeah, they're a threat to themselves.
Yeah, it's none of my business.
That's right.
Again, I launched Occupy Peace, as you know. You were kind enough, you and your family, coming up here to speak. You know, it's not my business. I'm an American. I believe in founding fathers like George Washington. Don't get involved in these foreign entanglements. This stuff's been going on for centuries, and it's none of our business.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But here's the news, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to CNN.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Guthrie mystery. Suspect released. I'm innocent.
Yeah, I haven't even covered that this week.
That's BBC. Police release man detained in connection to Nancy Guthrie disappearance. This is the major news.
Yeah, this is BBC telling us about this crime story in America. Yeah, it's a tragedy for their family, but it's not really relevant, is it?
Yeah. Person released after questioning as search for Nancy Guthrie continues. CNN. Nancy Guthrie case. Person released as search for, quote, armed individual, end quote, continues. ABC. Reuters. Shadowy video. First known arrest mark breaks in Nancy Guthrie abduction. Reuters. All right. Terrible what happened. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, how about Rob Reiner? I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
This is the crap. This is the stuff. Oh, how many Palestinians they kill yesterday?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, shut the hell up, you anti-Semite. We can kill all the Palestinians we want. Oh, how many people they kill in Lebanon yesterday, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
We could bomb anywhere we want.
That's right.
None of this is news.
That's right.
None of this is news. This is how they get the people's minds off what's really going on. These are the headline stories.
Or they brag about the fact that they just blew up a boat off the coast of Venezuela or something. I'm so sick and tired of seeing that. I don't even go to the Breitbart website anymore. They disgust me. You know, it's always cheerleading this kind of stuff. And it's like, are you kidding me? This is not, it's immoral. It's illegal by every legal standard what's being done now. It even violates the Pentagon's own rules. But they brag
Fox?
About it.
How about Newsmax?
Yeah.
How about all of this crap? Oh, how about MSNBC or whatever they call it now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go, oh, this is what I like. I only listen to this. Oh, this is what I like. I only listen to that. My mm-hmm. mind is that big.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, this is the stuff I just read you the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
As the world is going to crap in front of our eyes, this is the hey, did Taylor Swift get laid last night? I forgot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your headline there about Germany. Germany has lost more than $1 trillion in GDP output since the COVID war.
Yep.
70% of Germans disapprove of Fred Mertz. It's going to be hard to sell I Love Lucy reruns there, right?
Yeah.
But they're going to have some explaining to do, I think, as to what they did.
This is the propaganda.
Yeah.
This is from The Hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Headline, search for Savannah Guthrie's mother captivates an alarmed nation. The disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host anchor Savannah Guthrie, has left much of the country on edge. We're on edge, right? We're all on edge about this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I check my news all the time to see if there's an update.
Yeah. If somebody kills your brother, sister, aunt, uncle, friend, who cares? Hey, you're a nobody. You're just a little guinea from the Bronx. Shut the hell up, all right? Hey, I'm a celebrity. I'm a celebrity. Oh, wrong way. I care.
Yeah, that reminds me of, you know.
I'm dead. You go to hell, Salenti. I'm dead. I'm up in heaven. Oh, yeah, Rob Reiner went to heaven. That's right in the good book. I just forgot. We'll make up any crap we want.
Yeah, you're talking about how people don't care when it happens to ordinary people. I think of Trump and his massive lawsuits. You see, he's got yet another one. This one's only $5 billion. You know, he's got, I totaled it up. He's got all these different lawsuits, you know, BBC, Wall Street Journal, $10 billion here, $10 billion there. He's got another one for $15 billion. Altogether, he's got $50 billion in lawsuits, Gerald. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, he's upset, and rightfully so. They leaked some of his information. I talked about this yesterday. Yeah, they did it to Ken Griffin, who had a net worth of $30 billion, and they leaked his information. He sued him, but not for a lot of money. He just wanted a retraction. He wanted some other things to have happen. Trump is out there to line his pockets with this stuff. And as president, he has the authority to do something about it. As a matter of fact, the leak from the IRS happened while he was president. But, you know, if they go on to Mar-a-Lago and do a search there, he's going to sue him. And he's going to write a check for himself. And he's going to tell the Department of Justice not to push back against his lawsuit. Set this one out. I'm going to write a check to myself for billions of dollars. This is a guy who had his entire family's net worth was like $3 billion. And for each one of these things, he wants $10 billion. What a crook. Just amazing to me. And he doesn't fix anything. He just wants compensation for himself.
Oh, no, listen to him. He just said, under his administration, we had the best economy in the history of America. Some words to that effect.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's kind of what we've seen. You know, we knew that the tariffs were a tax. Everybody's known it's a tax. If you raise the cost to businesses, they have to pass that on eventually. They may try to swallow it for a while. But now you've had some studies come out saying, well, it's about $1,000 per person for this last year. Yep. And for next year, it'll be about $1,300 per person. And he doesn't care at all about America. It's just him and his friends. Just take a look at what happened with the soybean farmers, right? He comes after China, and they'd already done it in his first administration, retaliated against the farmers by not buying their product. So what was his response? He's going to help out his friend, Javier Milei, in Argentina, going to give him $20 billion, going to arrange another $20 billion in loan for him. And so the other people say, hey, wait a minute, what about us? Well, we'll give you 12, but not yet. And so he announced that he was going to do it, and then he didn't do anything about it. Then they announced it again in December. They still haven't done anything to help the people that are bearing the brunt of his trade policies that are there. And did you see what Mike Johnson is doing about the tariff stuff? He's saying that he's going to shut down any bills from Congress that try to take back the power to tax from the president who usurped it. And he said, well, we're not going to count any of the days. Basically, they're just going to ignore all the days between February the 10th and the end of July and say those days don't exist. I mean, it's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't even figure out what the supposed rationale for that is or how that even works. But he's now denying that the earth is going to turn for the next 6 months or so. It's the extent that these guys will go to for whatever agenda that Trump wants is beyond belief.
It's a freak show.
It is. It's amazing.
And the freaks are running the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Gallup poll. American optimism slumps to record low.
Hmm.
All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, this thing is very serious, what's going on. Again, you're talking about the AI. This is so important. Again, they're way over investing in this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going deep in debt. Oh, by the way, you're seeing a lot of investments leaving the country and going into Asian markets, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that on Trends Journal that they're telling people stay out of the dollar, you know, avoid the dollar at all costs. So what do you think is going to happen with gold? Gold and silver.
Oh, it's going to
another big year for it.
Yeah. We could see it. Last year I had forecast that gold would hit $5,000 an ounce by the end of 2025. I was 23 days off. It hit $5,000 an ounce on January 23rd. JP Morgan Chase said gold will hit $5,000 an ounce by the fourth quarter of 2026.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't listen to me. Listen to JP Morgan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the death of the dollar.
Yep.
We're at $38 trillion in debt. It's going toward $39 trillion, I think, by the middle of next month.
Wow. Yeah.
$38 trillion.
I looked at the rate they're accumulating it, and assuming that there's not some new program from Trump, which is not a good assumption, probably will be between now and then, we'll hit 40 by September, $40 trillion in debt.
So they're going to do everything they can to lower interest rates because the interest that they have to pay on this debt with high interest rates is making a bad situation terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when you put in Social Security and other government expenditures, it's way over that number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They say it's over $100 trillion.
Yeah.
The world has had enough of America's geopolitical and economic hegemony. The death of the dollar is before us. So again, when they lower interest rates, the deeper the dollar falls. the deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices rise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, when they announced they were going to bring this guy Warsh in.
Yeah. Yeah, he married the heiress of the Estee Lauder fortune. I joked. I said, yeah, they're going to try to put lipstick on a pig here.
Yeah.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And what was the news? The reason why the silver and gold went down so sharply is because he's not going to lower interest rates.
Right. You don't believe that, do you?
Well, again, we only put the facts in the magazine. And we had put in one quote after another how Trump liked him because he's going to lower interest rates. And now he said interest rates are basically too high, words to that effect, don't want to be sued. So he's going to lower interest rates. He doesn't get in until May if they confirm him in the Senate. But they're going to lower interest rates. Again, they're going to do everything they can to prop up the dollar. By the way, the numbers came out for new job. They said 130,000 jobs were created. It's a lot of baloney. They keep reducing these numbers every time they come out with new numbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the numbers are way too high. They didn't create all that jobs because you go into the magazine and you look at all the failures of job numbers that came out over the last couple of weeks. They're terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we've seen this for administration after administration. They always do that in terms of the numbers. They put out numbers that make this quarter look really good, and then they revise them the next quarter to make that quarter look good and say, oh, yeah, we're lying to you. It really wasn't that good when we did it last quarter. They do that with inflation. They do that with jobs especially. That's been there for the longest time. I remember when Obama said jobs that were saved – included that in there, you know, jobs that were created or saved. It's like, how do you measure jobs that were saved? And how do you take credit for something like that as a president? It just doesn't, you know, all that stuff is baloney. Just our press releases,
Look at the numbers that came out on retail sales for December, the holiday season. Santa Claus didn't come to town. They were terrible. They were flat. Yeah. And then when you put inflation into it, they're actually declined. But they don't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
The people go, the top 10% of Americans are responsible for 50% of the spending, about 49.8%.
Mm-hmm.
10%. Again, so when you're looking at it, the retail sales were not flat, they were down. So and this is very important. The jobs that are being created, they're in social services, they're low-paying jobs, hospitality sectors. They're not high-paying jobs.
Right, right.
Again, when you look at the numbers. And here's the other number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the Federal Reserve credit card balances hit a new high. in the fourth quarter, rising $44 billion. You ready? $1.28 trillion. And household debt increased 5.5%.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, Trump's going to fix all that. He's going to put a moratorium on high credit card fees for a year. You know, yeah. I looked at it, I said, I can do better than that if I just want to move my, if I've got a balance, I can move it to another credit card company. They'll give me 1 year for no interest or something, you know, and some of these things, if you want to move it that way. But what a joke that is. It's a combination of demagoguery and Democrat economics, isn't it?
Well, look at the cover of the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pull
Trump
that up.
Trump said, I really got a big ego.
Yeah, yeah. See if we can pull that up, Travis. We should show the cover there. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy.
A big ego. Again, you know, as I tell you, and I taught close combat for many years. And my close combat teacher, Master John Perkins, who was the student of Bradley Steiner, who was the top close combat guy in America, who used to write for the Trends Journal magazine, may they both rest in peace. The first thing you learned in close combat, the only time your ego gets into place is when your life is on the line.
Mm.
That's the only time you have an ego.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Trump brags about his ego. Look at all, anybody Google up what having a big ego means. It's all negative.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all negative. You don't brag about having a big ego.
That's right.
It's a decline of your mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm better than you. You're nobody, you're right. Don't you know who I am? My daddy left me $500 million in real estate when he died, all right? I'm Donald Trump. I'm a spoiled little rich kid. You're a nobody.
Yeah, you talk about how the geeks inherit the earth. I say, you know, when you look at Trump's politics, it's not geopolitics, it's ego politics. Just switch a couple of letters around, right?
That's great.
Yeah. You said something I didn't like. I'm going to put 100% tariffs on Canada tomorrow. So
that's ego politics. That's great. That's a good one. That's perfect. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Ego politics.
Yeah.
And again, what this is, what he's doing with this ICE and how these guys in there, they're.
It disgusts
it's
me.
It's terrible. Dressed up in this military with these masks, with these guns and weapons, and what's happened to this country?
Yeah, yeah. And wearing camo in the city.
Yeah.
What is that about? That's stupid. But what is really bad was I read an op-ed piece to the audience from a guy who is a retired Marine, and he said, look at the firepower these guys have got. And, you know, there's like eight guys and there's one little black lady who's opened up the door to them and they're all pointing their weapons at her. And yeah, it's crazy when you look at this kind of stuff. It's like, what is going on in this country? But we know what it is. He wants to have a conflict. He wants to have a civil war and he wants to weaponize and militarize the police and use the military as police. This is part of the control. I mean, it's just a continuum of taking us to war. Of doing the COVID war, the COVID lockdown, all these totalitarian policies. This is why I said, you know, we fought this battle. I just couldn't believe it at InfoWars. I mean, we covered the militarization of the police for the longest time. And then when it actually starts rolling out, now Alex is cheering it. It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy what's happening.
Well, he's a sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did it. It's going to be going up tonight. I did an interview with Judge Andrew Napolitano. And he has the articles in the Trends Journal. The coming constitutional ice age. Last fall, during the opening of the United Nations in New York City, I recognized the face of a federal officer from his days working in law enforcement in New Jersey and mine as a trial judge. We chatted, and I asked him what he was doing. He told me he worked for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. I asked what ICE has to do with the UN, and he told me, ICE will be everywhere. When I asked if ICE becomes a paramilitary force answerable to the White House, he just smiled as if to say, don't quote me. When I asked him why he was carrying two handguns, and an AK-47 automatic rifle, he laughed and said, quote, "I have more than you can see, Judge."
Wow. And, you know, they're putting ICE agents in for some of these Olympic games, and they had a big pushback in Italy against that, I think. You know, it's like, get them out of here. Why are they? They're like a Praetorian guard going.
Look what they did to that guy, Petri. They shot him in the back how many times?
Yeah.
You got eight guys on him, thrown him to the ground, and they lie about it. They lie about what happened. They lie about what they did with that woman good because of all the videos that came out. And now they're arresting people doing nothing.
Yeah. That's what Travis just put up on the screen. He says, ICE at the Winter Olympics. He goes, well, it is the Winter Olympics. I would expect that they're sending ICE, right? But it truly is insane, and it truly is the federal police that we've always worried about. And I'm seeing so many conservatives who used to major on that, you know, talk about we got to support the local law enforcement against the trend to centralize control and centralize law enforcement unconstitutionally in Washington. And they're just silent about it because nobody wants to criticize Trump. You criticize Trump, you get fired. You criticize Trump, you lose your audience. So everybody's just silent about it. If they talk about it at all, they won't mention his name. You know, it's like this is something that's happening that doesn't involve him at all when he's the guy who's running it all. That's the amazing thing about this. Truly is amazing. Well, it's always great talking to you, Gerald, and we're just about out of time here. And just want to remind everybody that you can get the excellent Trends Journal. These are, you know, everything we've been talking about here is covered and more. Of course, it's a huge publication, weekly now, and with the discount, I forget what it comes to, but with a 10% discount with the code NIGHT, you get it for a very, very small amount of money, as Gerald always points out. Contrast it with the No News Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. They don't really have anything, but you can keep up with the latest kidnapping story if you go there. While these guys are kidnapping our country, it truly is amazing. At gunpoint, I would add as well. We got masked men who are kidnapping this 84-year-old lady, but meanwhile, we got masked men who are kidnapping the country everywhere, and nobody wants to talk about that, right? So, thank you for joining us, Gerald, and thank you everyone for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, Go to OrionReports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.